Let's go!
Chris Fade.
It feels like something's creeping up.
Pretty Malik.
100%. Yeah.
And Bit.
Sorry.
Breakfast with the stars.
This is Big Will Smith.
This is Emma Bunton.
This is what I am.
I didn't do anything.
A beautiful day ahead.
You're listening to the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio.
104.4.
Don't get better than this.
The golden microphone is on.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We're live across the country. Good morning, 6:01. How you feeling for your Tuesday, March 21st? Oh, tomorrow's my anniversary.
Yes. Have you planned anything?
Yeah, I got something planned. Okay. It's my first year anniversary. What do? Do I have to buy, like, do you have to buy big things?
I'm going for a meal today with Les, if you want to come, double date. There's a business package.
As much as that would be romantic, I don't think I should.
Why?
I think I should just plan something for Brianna and I.
It's also UAE Mother's Day today.
It is. Happy UAE Mother's Day if you're celebrating. Is it only UAE?
I'll check.
No. There's usually another load of countries on there as well, but yeah.
I think Lebanon from memory. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, happy Mother's Day if you're celebrating it today as well. What a beautiful morning we've got. Coming up, we're going to select the chosen one. Sorry. I was just
We're so used to
I'm
doing
in habit.
That.
I'm in the habit of doing it. Mother's Day we'll celebrate.
So it's in, can I tell you where?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Syria, UAE, Sudan, Bahrain, Egypt, Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait.
A lot of countries around us.
Yeah, loads. All right, well,
Yemen, if you're celebrating Mother's Day, get in contact with us. Send a message maybe if you like. And we'll read out those messages a little bit later on, okay? 04871-5544. I'm going to do something today that I've been meaning to do for a while.
Which is?
We're going to have a ceremony on the show.
What ceremony?
It'll be a ceremony.
Ceremony.
After Pretty Malik gave me...
Oh, gosh. Why are you making this a big deal?
What do you call it again?
Rocky.
In August, Pretty gave me a Rocky band to tie around my wrist. She gave Rossi one as well. And that symbolizes brotherhood. That we're like her brothers. I was highly disappointed when I realized that Rossi got one as well. I felt very special.
And we had a competition to keep it on for the longest.
So in August, we both had it. Now, up until two weeks ago, we both had it on. Rossi had to take his off, and we'll explain why, which means I've won the Brotherhood competition.
Are you?
And
right?
I am going to take it off today, though, which is going to be... I've had this on since August.
Why are you taking it off?
It's very loose, and it's like...
It's horrible.
Yeah, like it's...
Mine was really dirty.
I'm doing filming for things right now. People always think, like, they always ask me, what's that? Could you just, like, tuck it in? I'm like, no, it's my brother.
It's my brotherhood.
Someone thought I was...
Yes, don't say it.
The Madonna thing.
Yeah!
In
the Madonna.
Say it.
Same with me.
Yeah.
Someone thought it was in the Madonna crew.
Why can't I say it?
I don't know how it's received.
No, don't.
What's it called? Kombucha?
Stop it!
Anyway, I was asked if I was in some type of Madonna religion, and I went, why? And they said...
Red band, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Same with me. Someone asked me that as well.
Should have just said, yeah, I am. Yeah, that's right. All right, I'm in it.
Yeah.
What now?
Make you look so Hollywood.
And I'm a Scientologist, all right? I'm doing it all.
Wow. Yeah.
I had a conversation with someone about Scientology the other day where, like, they were defending it.
Wait, was that person a Scientologist?
No. Maybe I didn't know.
Okay. Well, they're not supposed to say, right?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Then I got into the whole discussion of Scientology with them, and I was like, but you understand the premise of, like, it's coming through and it's throwing things into the ground and then they explode, and you know that, Ross?
I know it isn't. Yeah, isn't the main thing like a lizard or dinosaur or something?
Like a spaceship. Now, in my ignorance here, I haven't studied too much up on it, but I've watched a documentary on it.
Okay.
It's like a spaceship comes through and then they drop things into the land and then they will explode and there. It's like a dragon or... Yeah. Anyway, each to their own. Each to their own. Everything's a lot easier in life if it's not horizontal, but it's vertical.
That means your line doesn't touch their line.
Bus was like, what are you talking about? If everyone just had their own beliefs or whatever it is, and they kept it vertical between them and above, rather than them and across, horizontal, and you start talking to other people and trying to convince other people, everything's a lot easier.
So true.
Do you know what I mean? 606, there we go.
Live and let live.
There's my TED Talk.
Happy Mother's Day, UAE, and also Happy World Poetry Day.
There it is. 04871 5544. Give me a call right now. Are you up and about? What are you doing? Are you on the way to work, school? Maybe you're a Scientologist. I want to talk to you.
Maybe the last 7 minutes has scared you away from the Chris Fade
show. No, it makes you want to hug us even more, right?
Yeah, probably.
I want you to pick up that phone if you've never done it before. Call me, because you're going to be joining us on the radio next, all right? I just got a quick question that I want to ask everyone. From the time you wake up, when do you have your first coffee? Like, how long until that first sip of coffee touches your lips? 04-871-5544. From the time you wake up, when does the first sip, taste of coffee, hit your lips? Pretty?
I woke up at 4:15. My first sip of coffee was at 5:58.
5:58. What time did you wake up?
Today I woke up 4:15.
Oh, that's way too late.
I know, right? I need to do that earlier.
That's a huge gap from wake up.
I know.
That's good. Waking up late.
Rossi, from waking up to coffee.
Well, now, so I woke up at 4:20 and then snoozed for half an hour. And then now, so what's the time?
6:11.
Yeah, but my trainer said you've got to have water before you have coffee.
Yeah, yes. I've been doing water lemon every morning for the last couple of weeks.
Don't just have coffee straight away.
When is your first coffee, Chris?
Woke up today, 4:35.
Yeah.
Coffee, 5:25.
Oh, so you have it on the way to work.
Yeah, I make it. Look, I put it in this cup. I make a coffee. It's a bit of a ritual. I need a coffee pretty soon. Like, for me, as soon as I wake up, my mind is like, coffee. As soon as I wake up.
I make it when I wake up, but, like, I don't drink it.
Kismet, hi.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Dubai, good morning, UAE.
Good morning, superstar. So how long are you waiting from the time you wake up to when you have a coffee?
Like, I wake up 5 a.m. and drink my coffee 5:05, like that.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm with you on that one, though. Like, I like that idea.
Just like straight up, let's give me the coffee.
I wake up thinking of as soon as I wake up, I'm like, shower coffee.
That's, I get that.
My mind is on it. Yeah, no, I feel that, Kismet. What do you do? Why are you up so early at 5?
Actually, I was just come from my work. And Chris, I would like to say hi to my driver. We're going back Al Ain now in the morning.
You just had a complete side thought there.
You were in the middle
of telling me what you do, and then you just want to say hello to your driver. I like that.
Yes.
All right, say hello to your driver. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to shout out my driver, Gordon, and one nurse with me also, Mike. Good morning to everyone.
Gordon and Mike from Kismet. Thank you. You're a superstar. Kate, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kate. All right, from the time you wake up, when is that first sip of coffee hitting your lips?
Probably about 10 minutes as soon as I put it on.
Yeah.
So the first thing I do is put the coffee on.
What type of coffee? Are we going for the filter coffee, are we?
Yeah, filter coffee.
Yeah, pretty.
Is that the filtered coffee, like the American coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I put a jug on and pretty much drink the whole jug before about 9 o'clock.
Oh, I missed that.
Did you just learn about that percolator American coffee when you moved here?
No, we used to have one in the office I worked in London.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, I mean,
is it a very American thing?
Back in the day, I used to work in a hairdresser serving coffee, and we used to have the percolator one.
Really? Where you put the piece of paper in,
yeah,
and then you put the coffee in, and it's a filter.
But then I used to not put the piece of paper in properly, all of the coffee would fall down the side and then go in the customer's
coffee.
That's
horrible. That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's so sad when that happens.
I know.
It's just like ruined
today. I know, because you're waiting for it, and then it's destroyed.
And then it's just kind of like, it's a mixture of kind of like brown water that doesn't even taste of coffee. It's vile.
Yeah, you're right.
Anyway, thank you, Kate. Have a great day. It's just our 6:14 chat about coffee. I just needed to have that. I'm going to have my sip now.
Everyone take a sip.
Here we go. I'm actually depressed.
Yeah, I'm on my third cup already.
Third cup? Wow. It's 6:15.
Wow, Kate.
Is it strong filter coffee or?
She's going to hit a rave right after this. She's like, I'm going out.
Yeah.
I'm going out.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go. Four.
Always first. Always juicy.
Give you the juicy bits, the gossip.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
Pretty Malik's Gossip. Powered by OSN Plus. Download the OSN Plus app and watch the brand new series, The Last of Us, now.
Okay, what have you got?
Okay, so I have good news for you. I think you're going to be happy about this. I was telling you about Ben Affleck and Matt Damon's Air.
Yep.
Which follows the story of how Nike basically made the deal with Michael Jordan for the first ever Air Jordans, right?
Yep.
Rave reviews, standing ovations, amazing. The critics are praising it. They're saying it's doing so well. It's doing the first round of the festivals right now. So if you didn't know, the film centers around how Nike first made that deal. Ben Affleck is the director. He stars as Nike co-founder Phil Knight. Matt Damon plays marketing executive Sonny Vaccaro. And Viola Davis plays Michael Jordan's mother.
Because there is no Michael Jordan in it, is there?
No, he's not the center focus. It's about his mother, but, really.
Yeah, I think his mother was the one who sort of got it going, or, you know. Yeah.
She was the one who was instrumental in making this happen. And the rumor was that Michael Jordan personally requested Viola Davis to play his mother. Well, the three of them, Viola, Matt, and Ben, were doing an interview with Good Morning America to talk about that.
No, Michael Jordan did not call me.
No. He told me.
But, you know, it's like, that makes for a great story, but in reality, when you hear that, it freezes you. Because that's an enormous responsibility to play someone who's real. Yeah, it was very flattering.
And also, Michael's like, she's the best.
Yeah.
It was a compliment. His reverence for his mother, and also, I think, kind of emblematic of who he is, that he was like, someone's going to be my mother in the movie. It's going to be the best actor in the world.
Well, yeah, when you get an EGOT winner like Viola Davis, you know it's going
to
be good.
Yeah, but he goes, I look forward to that movie.
Yeah, April 5th, Amazon Prime. That's when it comes out.
Okay, cool.
April 5th.
Too far away.
Yeah, it's not. Right. So, Diplo is crazy. I don't know if you follow him on Instagram.
I do follow him. I love him. Not on Instagram, but I follow him on a few other social media accounts.
Oh my gosh. He is the best. I follow him on TikTok and Instagram. He decided to just put his hand up and be like, yeah, I'll run the LA Marathon on Sunday. He did it in 3 hours and 35 minutes.
Man, that's a good time if you're not trying to, like, if you're not practicing to run a marathon.
He was definitely not practicing to run a marathon. And I have to say that his only aim in running this marathon was to beat Oprah's time. Which he did.
What was Oprah's time?
So Oprah ran the Marine Corps Marathon in 1994, and she did it in 4 hours, 29 minutes.
Oh, 20 minutes faster than me.
Oprah ran it faster than Euros.
Yeah. In 94. So, yeah, so there you go. I mean, last year, Diplo decided to do the half marathon in Miami without any training. Showed up, did it, and then went to a club after.
Good on him.
Good job, Diplo. And finally, he's 92 years old. He's worth, what, $14 billion?
How old is he?
92 Rossi. Years old. Rupert Murdoch has announced that he's engaged once again to Anne Leslie Smith, who's 66. The news comes 7 months after he finalized his divorce from his ex-wife, Jerry Hall. He said, I dreaded falling in love, but I knew this would be my last. It better be. I'm happy.
Unbelievable.
He's been married 4 times previously.
Unbelievable. I mean, I guess you find love at 92. That's fine.
Yeah.
92, still getting married. I mean, the woman that he's marrying, obviously, I wonder what she's had to sign. She would have had to sign a bunch of documents.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Prenup central.
Yeah, but I think even prenups don't work, I've been told, sometimes in the States. So you just got to be young.
I think it depends what state you're in and the circumstances. And
I'm
all
sure
that
he's got some good lawyers that he's paying for.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Pretty Malik, Big Rossi. Should we hit the intro?
Let's do it.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies. Tell me lies, tell me lies.
That's the intro.
Nice.
How does the game work, Ross?
Okay, so I'm going to give you guys some topics.
Okay.
Right, for instance, I'll give some topics to Chris. I'll say, you've got to name so many things as you can.
Okay.
And he says,
he truly is not great at explaining games.
He's really
he always,
terrible.
And that's why I guess he's always telling us not to let him.
Chris will say, I can name 8 Pitbull songs.
Okay.
Pretty will say, oh, I think I can name 9. So she'll say, I can name 9.
Okay.
And then Chris will say, lies, I don't you think you can name 9. Go.
I don't think you can.
Okay, I don't think
you can name 9. Go. And then Pretty has to name 9.
Okay. I understand how to play.
I get it.
Okay.
It's like calling each other out. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, Chris, your topic first is snack companies. Go.
That's easy.
I can name five. And what's it? There's a time limit on the answer, by the way. You only get like 10 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Depending on how long you got.
Okay, go. Prissy, how many can you name?
Snack companies.
Yeah.
She's taking too long to answer.
Oh, like you have to answer Let's immediately. Go. Oh. I can name six.
Okay. Lies. Go.
Fade Fit. Lays. Funyuns. Does that count as a snack company?
What's that?
Does that count as a snack company? I don't know. Be Kind. Mars.
Time's up.
That's five.
She's got it. Nah, she out.
That's
okay,
four.
Great.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
Next topic.
I get it. Okay, I got
okay.
it.
Okay.
Sneaker brands.
Chris.
No, it doesn't work like that.
Three.
Three.
I can name five.
Ooh. Six.
I can name. Call it. Go.
Lies. Okay.
Lies.
Go. Ready?
Yeah.
Nike, Adidas, Reebok, Saucony, Asics, Vans.
There was no time limit on that.
Yeah, that was like 8 seconds.
Why is it one rule for everyone else and one rule for you? Like,
I did that
the timer?
So quick.
Like, there's no timer.
The timer didn't even get a chance to kick in. That's how quick I was.
Like, I didn't even, like, I could have gone on.
No,
like,
it's you're one hearing rule. All this. Was I quick enough with my answers then? I was
we
pretty
need
quick.
A timer.
I did that in like 7 seconds.
I know, but what's the timer? Is it 30 seconds?
It depends, because if you choose 30 options, let's say we get to the point where you've got to give 30 answers, you can't do it in 10 seconds. So it's depending on what it's at.
No, I think it should
be. Okay, you got it. Okay, well done.
Yes.
I think it should be a blanket 30
Thank
seconds
you.
For everything.
Okay, pretty Chris. So Chris is winning one now.
After 10 seconds, the timer kicks in. Usually that's what I do.
Next one. Here we go. Female actors. Go.
I can name three.
I can name seven.
Ooh.
Seven?
I can name eight.
I can name ten.
Okay.
Whoa.
Lies. Go.
Okay. Emma Stone. Emma Roberts. Julia Roberts. Priyanka Chopra. You've got Olivia Rodrigo. She's an actress. Yes, she is. Selena Gomez. Demi Lovato. They were both actresses. Miley Cyrus. You've got Jessica Chastain. And you've got Jennifer Lawrence. Ten.
Olivia Rodrigo.
She was a Disney star.
Miley Cyrus.
She was in Hannah Montana, actress.
Got to give it to her because they were actors, but like that was just scraping the barrel.
Okay. All right, next one.
Please.
Mistakes that Rossi has made. Go.
400.
Call it. Go. Lies. Go.
I'm going to say three.
No, you said 400. Okay.
Three.
I'm going to say four.
Okay, Chris, back to you. Mistakes that Rossi has made. How many can you name?
Five.
Call it, go. I just want to hear it.
Go.
Okay. Getting married?
What?
Excuse me?
What?
That was not a mistake. Get out.
Oh, we're not talking for Liz. We're talking for him. Okay. Making a coffee?
Making a
Remember he spilled all the coffee
yes,
out
yes,
there?
Yes, yes, yes.
He's destroyed a car before.
Destroyed
all his
car.
Yeah, yeah.
What
do you mean?
Yeah, the car that you bought, that you destroyed, you scratched the whole side of it.
When?
Don't you remember?
When?
Have you forgotten that? When he got a hair transplant and they took the hair from his back and they put it on his hair. Now his hair has got back hair on his head.
That's How not, is that,
that
a
was
mistake?
It's not from my
That's
back.
That's not a mistake. This doesn't count.
They're all mistakes, they're, pretty.
You can't name any mistakes, can you?
No, yep. You have to name actual mistakes he's made, not life
it's
choices
too many.
That you don't agree
There's
with.
Too
can't
many.
Name them.
That's
Go.
X.
I reckon he could. I reckon you believe you could name them all.
Yeah. Announcing Ed Sheeran before it was out.
Yes, yes.
Spilling the coffee outside.
Yeah, that's,
yeah I remember
yeah.
that one. There's so many.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
That
inside
I,
joke, inside joke.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, and the last
pop
one.
Pop quiz questions.
Last one. Here we go. Come on, last one. Let's go. Last category.
Last
for,
one.
For
okay.
Pretty and I. Here we go. You can play this in the office. You can play this at school. You can play wherever you want. It's actually pretty fun.
Car brands.
Okay.
Oh, he's good.
Five.
Seven.
Eight.
Call it.
Okay.
Eight.
Car brands go BMW, Porsche, Ferrari, McLaren, Bentley, Toyota, Peugeot, GAC. How many do I got to do?
You got it.
Hey!
GAC. You got GAC in there. I like it.
Yeah.
Well done. I like that new GAC.
Rossi's trying to get a deal to get a free GAC car.
Just so you know.
So because I mentioned at the end, he had to go, oh, you got the GAC.
Well, you're talking about the GS8.
There
what
we go.
Car.
There we go.
Wow.
It's Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Happy Mother's Day from all of us here on Virgin Radio 104.4. Hi.
Yeah.
We're live across the UAE. How you doing? We don't actually, we don't have a mother that works on the show, huh? There's no mother.
No.
I know you've got a doggy Duke.
I didn't say it. I don't need it.
Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to anyone celebrating Mother's Day across the UAE. Happy Mother's Day to our mothers.
I feel like I am both of your mothers, though, sometimes.
True. You've got two kids, don't you? Did you ever go to a party?
A few, yeah.
Did you ever go to a party where it was called the red light or the red light, green light, amber light parties?
I've never been, but I know what you're talking about.
So when we were, I've been to a few when I was younger, and you, before you went into this party, it was at a club, you would wear a wristband. And the green wristband meant that you were looking for somebody. Mm-hmm. The red wristband meant that you weren't looking for anybody that night.
You're taken.
You were taken. And the amber one was like, yeah, you're not sure.
Yeah.
But it was sometimes just green and red. Mm-mm. Right, and that was the easiest way. So you used to go into the club, and you would instantly be able to know what people were interested in meeting a potential partner.
Right.
Yeah, Basma is blown away by this. You're blown away by this, Basma? You're like, you love this idea.
Huh? Yeah, I am. I mean, I was wondering if we can wear two.
No, you can't, because that then ruins the game.
It defeats the purpose.
And then you're confusing us, all right?
What?
So you'd go in there wearing the green or the red, and it would... I tell you, it was pretty cool because you didn't have to worry and you didn't have to try
second guess,
yeah. Now, there were some...
The people that had red on, green on, should I say, there was always someone behind them going, beep, beep.
What?
Yeah, no. Ignore that
joke. Do you get it? Like, is it...
Yeah, just ignore that joke.
Okay.
So, the thing was, a lot of girls back then, when I would go to these parties, they would wear the red... But they were actually looking for someone. But they just knew that if they wore the green,
it'd just be too much,
right? So there is a new social experiment. Mm-hmm. It's the world's biggest social experiment, and it's taking place for singles.
Right.
And it doesn't require a dating app. Now, a lot of way to meet your potential partners right now happens online, right? Be it on social media, being on a dating app, and there is nothing wrong with dating apps.
Yeah. Right?
There is nothing wrong with them. Now, according to Vogue, 76% of people are open to being chatted up in real life.
When you say in real life.
Like in a room together.
Without having a previous connection on an app or anything like that.
76% of people say they would have no issue with someone coming up to them.
Yeah.
And just starting a conversation.
Saying hello.
Being it at a Starbucks in the line, being at the mall or wherever it is.
Okay, got it.
Right. Now, this is where the social experiment comes into place. I like it. It's simple. It could work. Pear, the company's called Pear, as in the fruit, is a small ring that makes it easy to know who is single around you, allowing for new connections to happen naturally in real life. The opposite of an engagement ring, so singles don't have to rely on dating apps. So you wear this, it's like a colored little ring.
Okay. Right.
You wear it on your finger.
Mm-hmm.
And you just walk the streets.
So people know instantly that you are single.
Yeah.
It's not a bad idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea. I think it's okay. Would you wear the ring, guys? That's what I'm asking you. Would you wear the ring? Are you single and you would just wear this ring because you're like, you know what? It opens up the door for an opportunity here.
Mm-mm-mm.
Give me a call. Would you wear the ring? Now, I've been thinking about it a little bit more. I would want the ring to be attached to an app.
See, like that, but that defeats the purpose of what they're trying to do.
Well, no, this is why. Because then anyone can go out and buy a ring. I'm a married man.
Yeah.
I could go buy this ring and put it on and start walking the streets and trying to pick up someone, right? But if you were to meet the person, let's say I've got the ring on, then they say to me, hey, what's your QR code or what's your number on your app?
Right.
Then I can go to the app and I know your name. I know what you're on about. I know I can search maybe on Instagram to see if you're married and you're living a lie.
But you can make up that profile as well. So I don't think that is any support to
any of it. I would hope that this ring is attached to like a proper document, like a driver's license.
Nah. What? No, I think that defeats the purpose of what they're trying to do. The whole social experiment, as you explained, is to say that you don't need apps and this is a way for you to meet people naturally.
But if
it's connected to an app, then I think it defeats the purpose. I do agree that...
No, it's not. The first initial conversation is all natural. That's what they're trying to do. Because eventually, once you meet someone, you're going to go back on a WhatsApp or Instagram.
But that's fine.
So you're going to meet this person.
Yeah.
But let's say you're in New York City and you walk in the street and you just meet this guy. You have no idea.
No.
But he's got this ring on.
Yeah.
I want to know a little bit about this guy. So if their app is connected to who they really are somewhat... You know what? A lot of these apps, you got to put in your license or you got to put in some form of ID.
But does the ID confirm if you're married or not?
No, but you can start doing your research on the person. I don't know. I'm just thinking out loud. I just think there needs to be another step involved than just all of us wearing these colored rings. Jason, would you wear it?
I would wear the ring to say I'm not available because I get hit on all the time.
Excuse you!
Still got game after all these years.
But a lot of kids nowadays don't have game. Right? So anything you can do to help them out, like just to give them a little bit of a window, go for it.
You know what? I think you just made a great point there. Social skills are not exactly... Maybe the younger generation's forte because
they're not what they used to be.
Right? It used to be so much easier growing up with all these different options for hooking up, but people just lost the ability to talk to the opposite.
I mean, you should have seen Chris back in the day. Whoa, he was he was fantastic.
Thanks, Ross.
It was like an art watching him.
Stop talking.
What was that?
It's a skill.
Communication is a skill. Be it if you're trying to, you know, meet a woman or a man, it's a skill to be able to communicate with one another. And I agree. Our youth has lost that completely. And I see it in my own kids, you know. Listen, it's called Pear, if you want to research more about it. But could you imagine walking the city right now?
Yeah.
And just being at the shopping center or being at the mall or whatever and just seeing people with, like, these colored rings and you'd be like,
Yeah.
They're interested. I'm going to go and have a chat.
Why are they interested?
No, they're not interested. They're single.
How
did they know?
Because you're wearing that ring to tell the world that you're single and you're willing to have a chat with people.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, no, but they're not interested in you.
Well, you don't know.
But it's your kind of like first hurdle cleared.
Yeah.
Yes, they're open to a conversation.
It's a great icebreaker.
It is. Hey, I've got that ring.
Yeah.
How long have you got yours for?
Hey, how's it been going? It's doing well.
I think it's a great icebreaker.
All right. It's called Pear. I don't know if it's available here, but P-E-A-R, like the fruit.
Yep.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Come on!
The Chris Faye Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Pop and do your thing.
Is on.
Powered by Rack Bank.
Oh, yes. Jane, hello.
Hi! I got you!
Yay!
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You got through. You're hopefully going to win 10,000 dirhams cash right now.
Ah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, what do you do?
I'm a nanny truck driver.
You're a nanny driver. Aww. You drive the kids to school.
Yes, on the school run.
She's on the school run. I like it. Have you pulled over right now? I want you pulled over.
I did. I was already given the instructions.
Good. I want you safe and sound. That's the main thing. Listen, good on you. So you do the school run every day. You drop the kids off at school. And then what do? You go back home?
I go back home and start tidying up, waiting for my madam to get ready, then drop her off to work, then go back home and clean up a little bit and cook a bit here and there, then back to school again.
You know, we appreciate you guys. A lot of us families would not be able to do what we do without yourselves. So thank you, Jane. Thank you to
our
nannies and drivers that help just get things going. For honestly, I couldn't do what I do here without my support network. Honestly, could not do it. We need you. So thank you so much for doing what you do. Now let's get you the cash. You know the deal.
Thank you.
10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it, okay?
All right.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
I'm just having a look at the questions here. This is the first time I'm reading them.
What do you think, Chris?
Possible, but let's see how we go.
Okay.
Jane.
Yes.
You're 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. True or false, Richard Branson appeared in Casino Royale, the movie.
True.
How many fronds make up the Palm Jumeirah? 7 or 16?
7.
Who sings the songs Shallow and Rain on Me?
Pass.
What rapper created the Yeezy brand?
Kanye West.
The Royal Challengers Bangalore play what sports?
Football.
In meters, how tall is the Burj Khalifa? 830 or 600 meters?
830.
How many times has Britney Spears been married?
Zero.
Three. Who sings the song Special and Juice?
Lizzo.
Who sings the songs Take My Breath and The Hills? The Weeknd.
The Weeknd.
Budapest is the capital of which city?
Iraq.
Budapest is the capital of which city?
Afghanistan.
No, what do you do when you want something to eat? You get really, really...
hungry.
Thank you.
That's the country.
How many fronds make up the Palm Jumeirah? 7 or 16?
16.
Who sings the song Shallow and Rain on Me? Lady?
Gaga.
You've just won 900 dirhams. You're welcome.
Oh my God, thank you.
You're very welcome. 900 dirhams is all yours.
Thank you so much. I didn't think it was like that true.
Oh, I'm so glad you won some good amount of money there. The only one you didn't get right was the Royal Challengers Bangalore plays what sport? It's cricket.
Oh God. Okay.
Well, we love you. Well done. Jane. And thank you for doing what you do, okay?
I love you guys so much. Thank you.
Best.
Oh, love you,
the
Jane.
The best. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
So, happy Mother's Day to everyone here in the UAE. I got a lot of the young ones right now about to head into school, and they're holding out here because they want to wish their mum a happy Mother's Day. Sage, what do you want to say?
Happy Mother's Day.
What's mum's name?
Misha.
Happy Mother's Day to you. Ali, you want to wish mum a happy Mother's Day?
Happy Mother's
Definitely.
Day.
Oh, hold on, there's two voices there. What's going on? Kayla, hi. How are you, Michaela?
Hi, we're good.
All right.
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, are you the mum? No, Mum's Marie, is it?
Yes, Mum's Marie. She's right next to me.
Oh, Mum, we love you, Mum. Happy Mother's Day. Lorita, Adele. Hi, Adele.
Hi.
Hi, what do you want to say to Mum?
I want to say thank you for supporting me and being the best mum ever.
These are so cute.
So
see,
cute.
This is simple, and this is what I love. Ayana, what do you want to say to Mama?
Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, so cute.
So cute.
Celebrating Mother's Day here across the UAE and for many countries around the Middle East as well right now. Harshita, what do you want to say to Mum?
Happy Mother's Day. Jaya Balani.
All right. Jaya. What's that? What's
Jaya. Jaya.
What's Jaya?
The name.
Oh, I thought it was like a special way of saying something else.
Their name.
I thought it was like a Hindi way of saying Happy Mother's Day. No. Jaya Mandalani or something.
No. Jaya Balani.
I've got that.
Mom's name.
Nala is running to the studio because last year you guys got in trouble not giving mum enough. So you want to make sure you give your mum more this year?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Mom, I love you so much. Happy Mother's Day. Sorry, my sisters and I are always messy and not cleaning up, but I promise today we'll make it extra special. Aww. Love, Nala, Lean, and Nai.
The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Now, this is not a joke, all right? I know that you're already Pretty's already laughing.
Because you've made this whole thing up in your head.
Yeah, but like, because I'm a little superstitious. Things that I do, for example, before I get on a plane, what do?
Touch the side of the plane.
Always touch. I touch the side of the plane. There's certain things that I do in my life.
Yeah.
Every day when I leave my door, it's pitch black at the home.
Yeah.
About 5 a.m. when I walk out that door, you know what I do? You guys don't even know this one.
What do you do?
I usually have a coffee in my hand or I have some type of beverage, water, and I get to the top of the stairs and I raise it to the sky and I just say, thank you for another day. And I do it every day. Stop. Why does that make you laugh?
Is this in your house?
I'm not laughing.
You're laughing. No, on the stairs as I walk outside. As soon as I open the door and I walk outside.
It's a ritual for you. I get it.
It's a few things that I do.
It's a ritual.
And I'm grateful. So I just, but I do it. If I miss that, I don't, you know.
Can I just say something? Have you got one of those Amazon Bell things? Can we get the footage of that? I'd love to see it.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Oh, that would...
I may have it. Have some footage of that.
We need footage.
But honestly, every day I walk out of the house
That's
and I just sweet. Lift it and then...
Gratitude. I like it.
When I used to park downstairs in the car park, I would always have to touch the pole as I walked out. Like, I think it's a little bit superstitious, but I think it's also a little bit of...
OCD?
Yeah,
that's okay.
I think I've got a little bit of that going on.
That's okay.
So...
You feel like you need to do it, otherwise your day is not right.
Yeah.
Right.
All my life. Pretty gave me a Rocky band. Pretty put a Rocky band around my wrist back in August 2022.
Yeah.
It symbolizes brotherhood. Like, I'm like your brother.
Yes.
And I've still got this Rocky band on here in March.
Now, we need to be clear on why you still have it on. It has nothing to do with me.
I would have always left it on pretty.
That's a lie, and you know it.
When you tied this Rocky band on my wrist, I felt so special. And then you went and tied one on Big Rossi. And that's where I felt like I lost a lot of it. Anyway, Rossi and I, without talking about it, were very competitive. And we both wanted to make sure that we left this Rocky band on the longest.
Correct.
So just to be clear... This turned into, oh, we love you, Preeti, to let's see who can leave it on the longest. It had nothing to do with me anymore.
Yeah, this Rocky,
but it wasn't, we didn't even say it, we just knew.
That's the only
time I've telepathically spoken to Chris.
True.
In terms of, like, we wanted to keep it on, but we didn't tell each other.
My Rocky band's gone to America twice, Australia, like, it's traveled the world with me. It's been on, I think it was on Dubai Bling. It was, there's been a lot. There's been a lot of this. This band has been with me. And it's a little red string with beautiful beads on it, shells it looks like, and it means a lot. But Rossi was forced to take his band off last month when he had his new baby.
Yeah.
His wife said, it's dirty. Get it off.
Well, just because we were going into the surgery and you're not allowed.
I get that. I understand it. I respect that decision, which means that I won the competition.
Oh, we're back on.
I am the Rocky wearer for you, Pretty. I am the true brother. I love you more and I respect you more.
It's not, I mean, no,
there's nothing,
I was forced to take it off.
There's no, like, you've made this whole thing up
anyway,
in your head.
I'm the Rocky brother. Just remember that when things get down, I wore it longer than Rossi.
It means
August, September, October, November, January, February, March. 6 months I've been wearing this for. 6 months.
So when it comes around again in August, do I give you another one?
Just bring it on.
Just so you know, I care more about you than he does.
Pretty, you know if your life was on the line, like, who you're calling.
He doesn't even know what your mum's
name is. This guy won't even answer the phone.
He doesn't know what your mum's name is.
This guy...
He doesn't know.
You did fail at this last time.
He doesn't know what your mother's name is.
Yes, I do.
What's my mom's name?
What's her mom's name?
It's a cute name.
Go on.
He doesn't know.
You know what? You tell me, Rossi.
He knows it.
No, he doesn't.
Say it,
Sashi.
Yeah, good.
I know everything.
Yeah, good job.
Rossi didn't know that. But here we are right now. I am going to take the band off now, the Rocky band, only because it's really loose. It's getting caught onto things. It's probably got a lot of bacteria in it. So, Pretty, I would like you to come over to my side if you can. We're going to do a little bit.
Just to be clear.
We're going to do a little ceremony.
Just to be clear, there is no ceremony for taking off your Rocky. There is no such thing like that. Most people take their Rocky off within 12 hours.
Yeah,
really?
Well, I've been very I'm very superstitious, so I believe that this has also brought me lots of beautiful things in my life, so I just don't want to... When I take it off, please come this way.
What did you do, Pretty? What have you had since you've had that band on? Did you get Dubai Bling?
Such good things have happened, like personally and...
Like what?
I'll tell you later, Rossi. Just let me just hold on right now.
Can I just cut...
Please, when you cut it... Don't just cut it. Like, take a nice breath. Okay, here we go. The date's March 21st, and the Rocky band is officially going to be cut off.
Are you sure you want to do it?
Are you going to be okay?
Things might change.
Stop it, Rossi. Don't tell me that, because that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking things could change after this.
Oh,
who knows?
No, don't.
Hold
on,
Pretty.
I don't know if it's a good idea, Chris.
All good? आप हिंदी जानते हो तो प्लीज हमें फोन करो 0487155544 और क्रिस को बोलो कि कुछ बुरा हो जाएगा अगर वो बता रहेगा उसको बोलो वो मान जाएगा प्लीज प्लीज
व्हाट आर यू डूइंग
नथिंग जस्ट टेक इट ऑफ
नो वाज दैट सम टाइप ऑफ चांस What was that? Is that putting bad luck on me? Don't you remember when the Brady Bunch went and he went in the...
Please, bahut maza aayega. Usko bolo ki nahi utaro, kuch bura ho jayega.
Everyone is calling right now. What she said?
She's saying, I think she loves you and something about
that's
being,
what I said.
Being brother or something.
Quaid, what has she said, Quaid?
Chris,
yep.
You should not be removing that Rocky band. It's considered inauspicious if you remove it.
Stop that, pretty. Now you're getting people to tell me that it's bad
no,
luck.
No, I didn't see anything.
What, Afra? What is Afra? What's going on here?
You know, Pretty just said she loves you, and she's very scared that you know bad luck will come.
Yeah, I'm so scared.
You know, she gave you as a protective bracelet. You should not take it off, man.
Oh, Chris.
That's not
safe. Don't play this game to me, guys. I'm already superstitious. You know that, Reshma. Please just be honest with me now.
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. It's really bad omen, and you know you shouldn't do that. You've kept it for 6 months. Just keep it till August till she replaces it.
Okay, I'm keeping it on then.
it's really bad omen.
All right.
Is it really bad?
Okay. Thank
you. It's bad. No, I know somebody who went through a very bad luck for the next you know whatever years.
Okay.
Oh, he's tightening it up.
I'm tying it back
Sorry,
on.
Sorry, I'm not laughing. I'm crying.
No, Preeti, I understand your love for him.
Yeah, thanks, yeah. Reshma. I really appreciate that, Reshma. You are the best. I love
I've left it on, guys.
Everyone who listens
Thank
to Virgin
you guys.
Radio.
All right. Well, I even if you're now playing around with me, Preeti, I don't care. I'm going to keep it on now.
Well,
because now the energy's out.
Things have only got better since I took mine off, so it's weird. That
what are you trying to say?
I mean, like...
What are you trying to say?
No, I'm just saying, like...
What are you trying...
My look has
You're
been...
You're not getting one in August.
Don't
You're
give him...
out.
Don't give him one in August.
He's not getting one.
Please don't give him one
now
in August.
Now, save this part because he'll ask me why I won't give him one. So, please keep this part.
All right,
Thank
well,
you.
I just want to let everyone know then, I have kept it on and I will keep it on for the time being. I will go see a spiritual guy. I'll have a word to him and just get his advice on it all.
Okay, sure. Whatever you want.
7:46.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's raining today. That's another omen.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go. Time for an e-news hit. Gossip. That's a pretty Malik's gossip.
Powered by OSN Plus. Download the OSN Plus app and watch the brand new series, The Last of Us, now.
All right, what have you got, Pretty Malik?
So Niall Horan is now a judge on The Voice, if you didn't know, alongside Chance the Rapper, Kelly Clarkson, and Blake Shelton. That's the show where they listen to the artist without looking at, they turn the chair, right?
They turn around if they feel
it,
right?
Yeah, it's a full circle moment for Niall because obviously he started his journey on being a singing on a singing competition show called The X Factor.
Yeah.
So he was doing this interview on Hot Ones and he was asked the question, as a voice judge now, if you heard your own audition from The X Factor all those years ago, would you turn your chair for yourself? And this is what Niall Horan had to say.
I wouldn't have turned. I was right place, right time. I turn for me now. I've learned a lot. I've been around the block a couple of times. I'd turn now. I wouldn't have turned then. That's the truth.
Now, interesting. He says he wouldn't give himself the ticket. Let's just have a listen to Niall's X Factor audition.
Oh, wow. This is years ago, right? It's like 15 years ago.
Years ago.
Niall Horan's audition.
It's ridiculous. It's been months.
Pretty bad.
For some reason, I just can't get over us. And I'm stronger than this. Enough is enough.
Wow.
No more walking around with my head down. Cause I'm so over being blue. Crying over you.
I think you're unprepared. I think you came with the wrong song. You're not as good as you thought you were, but I still like you.
And he made it.
How did he get through?
He's just something, they just liked Niall. And I mean, if you listen to him now, it's completely different.
Yeah, totally. But he probably had that in his head, didn't he, Simon Cowell, that he wanted to make a boy band, I think.
Maybe.
Let's listen to Niall Horan now. Yeah, so good.
Pretty cool. cool story, though.
Great story. Full circle moment. You're right, Pretty. What else you got for us?
Ed Sheeran. He is giving fans a candid look into his personal life. This is very abnormal for Ed. We don't normally get this. He's announced a four-part documentary. It's called The Sum of It All. It's going to be on Disney Plus May 5th. And it follows the rise to fame, the journey with his wife, Cherry, who had a tumor last year, losing his best friend, all of it. Ugh. Here's a little taste of what's to come for The Sum of It All.
Ginger hair, really short. He stutters. That guy doesn't become a pop star. Everything in my life sort of got so much better when Cherry got into it. I've got married and I'm a dad who has two daughters. We reached our peak and then it just went. Cherry's health. It was really bad. And then suddenly my best friend Jamal dies. You guys said, do you want to make a documentary? And I went, yeah, and it should be me in the studio and we'll play the gig. That's not what the documentary is.
I've never seen him cry on stage.
Just dancing with my eyes closed.
He hasn't had the time to process and be at peace with his thoughts.
Time is moving so slow.
I feel like every moment I'm learning.
Still dancing with my eyes.
So that
wow, that's beautiful.
May 5th, Disney
that's
Plus.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's so beautiful.
Sorry, May 3rd, Disney Plus.
I can't wait. I'm glad that I like when stars like that open up. You know what I mean? I love when they open up. I think that's super special.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pretty Malik.
No problem.
Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Remix! We sometimes working hard. Yeah, picture that with my hair in back. Better yet, go to clock roundabout. Take a picture of me with that hair in back. Took my life from smooth to prickly. But I just want you to know, but tonight, I enjoy the shave. Chris Faye, Pretty Rossi. Tonight, gonna shave myself tonight. Give me shaving cream tonight. For all I know, I might need a hug, yeah, bro.
Grab somebody, Arab, tell them shame. Grab that hair, you're nice and tight. Baby, shave my back tonight. Grab that hair, you're nice and tight. Different face, you're right now.
Oh, some old school. I think we made that about 8 years ago.
More than that, mate.
No one complained, but now with the woke crew, someone will complain. Brosser.
I just heard Chris sing a song about shaving the backs, and he mentioned Arabs. Now, not all Arabs are hairy.
But you are.
Yes, we are!
Chris is Arab, though.
Find me a...
Actually, that's a good question. Are there any non-Arab... Are there any non-hairy Arab men? That would be interesting. I'd be very jealous. Jealous. I got so much hair. It's
be
crazy.
Proud of it. But you don't have a hairy back, do you?
Yes, like, I do. A laser. I go spend money lasering that thing off everywhere. It just keeps coming back. Even the person doing my laser is like, I've never seen hair like you before, sir.
Were you, when you were born, did you have like hair on your head or do you have hairy arms? Or
no, I had no hair on my body until I was probably about 19 years old. It just kicked in. It was like, now the Lebanese Arab is coming through.
Stop.
There were hair. I got hair everywhere. Everywhere. You can't imagine
on
it.
On the palm of your hands?
Not the palm of my hands. Okay. What does that mean? Doesn't that mean something?
If you've got hair on the palm of your hands,
I don't know.
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go.
Am I the only one that doesn't understand Oracle still? Am I the only one? Am I that slow?
Hi, Oracle. Our neighbors just around the corner.
They are. The office is around here. I feel like I want to just go knock on the door and be like, can you just simplify it a little bit for me? I get confused.
I do feel you are technologically challenged.
I agree. I'm at the bottom end. I am at the bottom end.
You probably speak to IT more than they speak to their family members.
Agreed. I'm sorry about that. Minx is in the studio right now,
like,
from IT.
Minx, he's definitely the problem child of Arabian Radio Network, right?
I'm a
good client. Can I tell you what I did over the weekend? And again, I need some help at home. This is truly me using this show to gain. And I'd like to apologize to Safros from our IT department as well, because on Sunday lunchtime, I was calling him up and messaging him, Minx, maybe you would know, because I didn't know what to do, so I went to my IT department at work. I watch UFC and my football through a browser on my TV.
Okay.
Because the TV that I've got, for some reason, doesn't allow me to download the app, the official app. So I've got to go to a browser, log in through the browser, put my password in, and it's all good. And for the last year, I've been watching all my favorite UFC fights and all my NRL, my Australian football, through the browser, through the app. Pay for it. It's all legal.
Maybe you need to sideload the app.
I feel like you just shouldn't have any input. Yeah, no, nor should I.
So I've been watching it, and it's all been fine.
Yeah.
On the weekend, I went to go watch the UFC. I clicked on it. It says browser update or something is needed, right? I was like, what's going on?
I like how anyway, you're just laughing.
So I thought to myself, I'll go watch my football instead. And I put the football on, and I had the exact same issue. So I messaged Safraz from our ID department.
Whoa, hold on.
On a weekend.
This is on a weekend. Looks now.
So I'm messaging.
I go to my home screen, I go up to my settings.
Yeah. Why are you messaging the IT guy on his weekend off about your TV?
I didn't know what to do.
It's not even work-related.
It's not in his job description.
It's not even work-related.
It says, can I just tell you what it says so everyone can hear this? Browser not supported. The content may not be compatible with your device. Please ensure you're on the latest OS or browser version. I looked everywhere trying to update the browser. I couldn't find where to update it. But it was playing other stuff. It was playing other stuff within the app, just not the actual game. Live games it's playing. Anything live it's playing. The pre-recorded stuff that sits in there, it wouldn't play it.
So did Surfrost fix it?
No.
Riveting stuff.
I had to watch it on my phone.
Oh, so sad.
Anyone?
Oh. I'm devastated.
Any experts know what to do here? This is total gain just for me. Chromecast. Me? What is it?
Chromecast.
I couldn't get Chromecast browser. I tried it. The TV that I got doesn't have it. Oh, the crazing cast it from the phone. I did it. It was patchy. I couldn't watch the game. The guy got knocked out. I missed it. You know, he was winning the fight. Then it just buffered. And the next thing I know, he was knocked out. It's a tragedy, guys.
Right.
So are we playing a game next, Rossi?
Yeah, well, okay. I've got a challenge because it's World Poetry Day.
Oh,
so
nice. Okay.
I want to do
Hold on, guys. What? I haven't got an outcome from my browser.
Don't care.
Anyone got any updates on the browser?
Don't care.
Maybe come around the house.
No, don't
I'll
care.
I'll give you some snacks. We'll hang out. Fix the browser, anyone? Warrell, you've got a suggestion here. My browser, I can't watch any sports at home anymore. It just doesn't say it's working.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, mate. Are you an expert?
I'm not an expert, but I do face the same issue because I have a very old TV.
Mm.
So what do I do is that I connect my laptop via HDMI.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do that.
He hasn't got a laptop for starters.
That's true. No, but the TV was running it fine. There's something that's going on. Like, I'm not going to have a laptop running on the side. I'll just watch it on the laptop then, you know?
No, you can connect it to your TV, right? It's a bigger screen.
Yeah, I've already got a big screen.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you cast it to your TV.
Nah, but that's just like there's an issue. I'm trying to find the issue. I'm not trying to like just make it better. I want to find what the issue is. You get me?
Yeah.
No one's going to help
me. Just try maybe resetting your TV.
I've reset it.
Are we really continuing to talk about this?
Have you got a Fire Stick?
No, what's that?
Get a Fire Stick and use it. Put an app on the Fire Stick.
What's a Fire Stick?
A Fire Stick is a thing from Amazon, right?
Yes.
So then you
is
get
that allowed
your Fire
Stick.
Yeah, you're allowed at Fire Stick.
The only thing that I've got is a Fire Starter.
Right.
The Prodigy Fire Starter, you know? I'm the Fire Starter.
Yeah, okay.
Instigator.
Okay.
Fire Stick. Right, put a Fire Stick in your projector.
Yeah.
Get the app on the Fire Stick.
Oh, that's just way too much work.
Now, Rossi, you said you would want to do a poetry segment, right?
Yes.
Well, I've written a poem. For
already?
Chris. Yeah, I've written one.
Oh,
can I read
we're
it?
We're doing the poetry section next.
I'm doing
Fritzy
it now.
Wants to do it now. Just turn the music off. Let her do what she
ready, this is dedicated to Chris Fade. And the last 10 minutes of everyone's life.
Now, you've just written this in 2 minutes.
Yes, I have.
Are you still there, Warrell?
Yes.
All right, mate. All right, take care. Have a good day.
Bye, Warrell.
Bye, mate. Bye, mate.
Here we go. Ahem. A poem dedicated to Chris Fade. Chris Fade is lazy. His IT issues drive me crazy. He needs to take a course, maybe, so he stops bothering all of IT. Can we move on now?
No.
I'm over good. This.
That was actually okay.
For 60 seconds, wow. I think it's brilliant.
Nice.
Guys, if anyone's got any assistance on the update goodness. Of the browser, just hit me up on Instagram. We'll just take it offline right now. Go to my Instagram page,
take
DM
it
me. Thanks, guys. Yep, cool. Thank you.
Oh, look, no messages.
Excuse me, look at all the messages. Saad says, get a new TV. Someone says, clear all your browser cache in history, which I've done.
Clear what?
Cache. Is it? I said it right, isn't it?
I don't know.
Is it cache?
Cache.
Cache.
Catch.
All right.
Yeah. The Chris Fade Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
Go.
So not only is it Mother's Day today, it's International Poetry Day. It's also World Down Syndrome Day as well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, out of all that, we want to make sure that we focus on the World Down Syndrome Day as well. Our love and strength to parents and also to anyone that has Down Syndrome. You guys are absolute champions and we love you. Now, Rossi's come up with this brilliant idea that he wants to run with.
Thank you so much, Chris. That's really nice of you to say. So basically what it is it's World Poetry Day today. Yeah. And we're going to set ourselves a challenge. So we have to write a poem each. Mm-hmm. But we need you listening to tell us the topic that we're going to write a poem about.
Oh.
So give us a call right now. 04-871-5544. What should be the topic for each of us to write a poem about, and we have literally about 4 minutes to do it.
Okay.
Okay? So give us a call right now. Thanks. Give us a topic.
That's all you want to do?
Yeah.
We need a topic.
That's the big thing?
That's the big thing, yeah.
Okay, all right, there we go. So,
well, we could talk about your TV a bit more. I'm not
sure. Oh, yeah, I'll be down for that. Yeah, I'll be down for that, yeah.
We need topics, so 04-871-5544.
Give us a call right now.
I thought we should have topics, like, already, you know?
No, this is Rossi's segment. He wants to run it the way that he wants to.
That's fine.
You know, totally spare of the moment, spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I like it.
Let's get a call.
So what do you want topics about?
What we should write a poem about.
Okay, all right. Anwar, hi Anwar, thanks for calling.
Hi Chris, hi Priti, hi Rossi. So the topic for Rossi could be how to get stuff free.
That's
a great one for you, Ross.
No, we have to have one topic for all three, Anwar.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's something we could. What about this one? Arun. Hi.
Hey, Chris. Arun here. Yeah. So I want Rosie to write a poem about you, and Chris, I want you to write a poem about Preeti, and then Preeti write a poem about Rosie.
How about just Rosie writes a poem about Chris, and Chris writes a poem about Rosie, and I get to judge. I love that idea. Let's do that.
That is fine.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm good for that.
I'm done.
So,
I'm in.
We have a three minute 45 second commercial break. Out of the commercial break, we're doing them.
Out of the commercial break.
So just to be clear, Rossi, you are writing a poem about Chris.
Okay.
Chris, you are writing a poem about Rossi, myself, and of course, everyone listening, we will all judge who wrote the better poem.
All right, okay. In 3.5 minutes. Hold
Good
on.
Luck.
What's up?
I just choked on my saliva.
Okay.
8:50, International Poetry Day today as well. Rossi has come up with a bit of a game, which is now you have got in contact with us and said, well, Rossi to write a poem about me. I'm going to write a poem about Rossi.
And then we're all going to judge on who has the better poem. Thank you, Anwar, for that idea. Chris, are you okay?
Yeah, it was Arun.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was Arun, actually.
Sorry, Arun. Sorry, Arun gave that idea.
No, Arun.
It's Arun.
Yeah, Arun.
No.
To do Rune. It was Arun.
It's not Arun.
Anyway, come on.
Anyways, okay, so both of you have written, you've had about 3.5 minutes to write a poem each.
Yep.
We're going to decide who goes first. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 5. Rossi, what is it?
4.
Nope.
3.
Yep, you decide who goes first. Who do you want, or Rossi?
I read her mind, it's crazy.
That was so fake, it was unbelievable.
It wasn't, it was legit.
See, like, this is what I mean. You're always questioning what I'm saying.
Yep.
I'm trying to keep it legit.
Rossi will go first. Okay. Poem, and now Pretty and you listening will judge who delivered the better poem. We only had 3 minutes to create it.
And by the way, this is legit. We've just written these.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're going to be pretty bad.
Big Rossi.
Do you want some echo?
Your poem
on
World Poetry Day. A poem about Chris Fade.
I met him back in 2009. He made me wait in reception for a very long time. His nose is amazing, it's bent and it's long, which is why his nose is the theme of this song. His nose is very big and it's kind of distracting. He's dumb and he's stupid. He can't do subtracting. His height is hilarious. He's the height of my nan. He is utterly annoying. A deplorious man. It's Chris.
It's not bad. Not bad.
Well done. Very good rhyming there, Rossi.
Thank you. Thanks.
Very good rhyming.
You thought so?
Yeah.
Now, remember, he had more time to create his.
He had about 13 more seconds than you did. Okay, Chris Fade, your poem for Big Rossi on World Poetry Day. Take it away.
Why is it on your phone?
I've got two. I wrote one.
Have you just, is he ChatGPT'd this?
I swear on my kids I did not ChatGPT this, I promise.
Are you sure?
Swear on my kids. I'm going now, can I go, Pretty?
Yes, please, take it away.
My darling, my co-worker, my beautiful Ross. Working with you, I'm at an utter loss. Kind, intelligent, loving and smart.
Oh, no.
This describes everything that you're not.
Oh, good.
I love your smile, your face, and your eyes. Man, I'm so good at telling lies. I see your face when I'm dreaming. That's why I woke up screaming. What? That day that you came into my life, I knew that it would create so much strife. Just like the hair on your head, you're fake and full of lead.
What? What?
The only thing that you're good at is being a dad. But don't ask your kids that, because they'll just say that you're bad and sad.
This is horrible. This is terrible.
Like Everton, you're at a loss.
Just, no, give, no, just stop it.
Just
no,
give
you've
up.
Hit that hit in the F now.
Just
don't talk about Everton.
Rossi, I need you to relax. He did not interrupt you.
That's so bad.
Like Everton, you're at a loss.
Just low, just low.
How about you just give it up, Big Ross?
It's a weird, it's very weird. It's very weird. I didn't, like it. Okay, 0487155544. Who had the better poem? Was it Rossi's poem for Chris or Chris's poem for Rossi?
Phone. Show me your phone. I want to see if you've AI'd that.
I feel like you did AI that.
I
did you AI that?
I did not AI
that. So what did you write? Why did you read it from your phone?
I wrote it on my notes. What do you want me to do?
No, show me your paper.
How can I not? I wrote half on my notes.
Look. Look at his face. Like, the way he lies. Look, when he's lying, his lips move.
Look, my notes. What do you want me to do? It's half of it on my notes. Half of it's there.
He's lying.
Show me the phone.
Give the phone.
There's my notes. I'm not giving you my phone. There's my notes.
Did he
that's
half.
Yeah, it's true. It's
that's
true.
The poem.
He's right. He's right.
And then
but
I wrote half of it.
He didn't write it in his poem. They didn't write it in his phone.
Kapil, no, hi. Muhammad. Who we got here? Hello, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning, this is Hassan.
Hassan. Hassan, vote for who do you think delivered the better poem then?
Chris. Thank Chris, you. Yours was hilarious. Absolutely.
Thank you very
okay.
much.
That's one for Chris.
Thank you very much.
All your friends calling.
Appreciate it. No, my friends aren't calling. Thank you. Muhammad, hi.
Yeah, hi, Chris. Hi, Rossi. Pity.
Who had the better poem?
Well, Rossi's was more original, so I go with his.
Yeah, Rossi.
Thank you.
For Rossi.
How was Rossi's more original?
You cannot
I talked
argue.
About his kids.
Chris, you can't argue with every single person. Just take the votes. Next.
I don't know. It felt very great.
Thank
okay,
you.
Whatever.
1-1.
What about you turn your radio down when you call us so we don't get that
Excuse
echo?
Me. Do not Stop. Be nasty.
Never be nasty to a caller. That's one of the rules of radio.
You are.
I'm not. I wasn't being nasty.
Yes, you are.
You're I was being real.
Being
Joanne,
rude.
Hi.
Hello, hi, yes, good morning.
Good morning, Joanne.
Who had the better poem,
turn your radio down for me. Thank you, Joanne. Kindly, I'm asking. Who had the better poem, Joanne?
It's a mess.
I think it's Chris, but it's more authentic for Rossi. But Chris is really funny and, yeah.
Okay, so Chris, you're voting for Chris.
Correct.
Okay.
His right didn't there. Rhyme.
Thank you. Emmanuel.
Yeah, Rusty's poem is straight to the point. I go for Rusty.
Rossi.
Thank you.
Tied again, 2-2.
Rossi made fun of my nose. That's all he did.
Chris?
That's all he did.
Stop
2-2.
Arguing and right. just go with the
next
votes.
One is the decider, correct?
Yes,
I don't know.
Yes, 2-2.
Here we go. Just press the button. Hello, good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. Cushy here.
Cushy, you have the deciding vote right now. It's 2-2. Deciding vote, better poem.
Rossi. Let me vote for Rossi.
Hey! Rossi's the winner. Congratulations to Big Rossi. He is the winner of World Poetry Day.
It's a celebration. Yeah.
Say congratulations.
Thanks, Cushy.
Thank you.
Cushy.
Yes?
Don't ever listen to my show again.
Chris!
The Chris Faye Show.
Virgin Radio 104.4.
We are talking horse racing. I like this. The Dubai World Cup. It is the world's most spectacular race. It's fantastic. Every year I got my mates back in Australia even messaging me about it. And it's happening again. The Dubai World Cup, Saturday, March 25th, of course, at the world famous Maidan Racecourse. In studio right now from the Dubai Racing Club is the marketing manager, Lauren!
Yay!
Hi, thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming in. You know what I feel with it? It just comes up so quickly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, we have it and then next thing you know,
it's
happening again. What a great, spectacular event this is, right?
100%. I mean, we've been building up to this for the last 5-6 months, but even prepping sooner than that. People always think that we don't start prepping, but we prep right after the World Cup ends. So, yes, wow. We've got a fantastic day on Saturday. We've got 9 races, $30.5 million.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. $30.5 million across the 9 races. This is pretty spectacular. It's not just about the horses sometimes, right? It's the event and
the atmosphere, what's happening down there, you know?
Absolutely. I think what guests can look forward to is really, first of all, it's in Ramadan. This is the first time we'll be in Ramadan. So we've added a couple of Ramadan touches. We've got the Sky Bubble Iftar package. But I think we also have the fashion. That's a big part of it too. You know, we've got the Style Stakes competition that takes place in Apron Views, which is the real social heart of the Dubai World Cup. The most amazing part that I look forward to is always the Dubai World Cup closing ceremony where we light up the sky.
Yeah.
You know, phenomenal races. We've got horses from over 13 countries, Japan, Hong Kong, USA, the UK. We've got even Saudi, you know, UAE, of course. But really, I think it's just an incredible fun day. And it's outdoors. You know, who doesn't love being outdoors?
And the weather's good. Like, it's such a spectacular time. March 25th. If you've never been in Maidan or see one of these races, especially the World Cup, it is truly unbelievable. Gates open at 12:30. First race starts at 3:30 p.m. Last race 8:35. Tickets start from $2.95. That's the Apron Views, which is great. Hospitality tickets $600. More details, you can go to the DubaiRacingClub.com. That is the DubaiRacingClub.com. I used to be a bookmaker's clerk.
Oh wow!
Yeah, in Australia, that's what I did. Amazing. My ex girlfriend's father was one of the biggest bookmakers.
It's really ironic because he's rubbish at maths.
Yeah. So for 6 years, I worked at the races. I used to do all the races in Sydney, and I grew up and I started to understand it's not just about the horse races. It's an entire day of just fun, and people walk in there, and there's parties and birthdays and bachelor parties, and it's just such a great environment. Mm. And the way that we do it here in Dubai is a little bit classier. Let me say, than what they're doing it back in Australia.
And every time I've been there, I've always seen famous footballers. They're always down there. You get a lot of famous people down there for the races as well.
100% across the board, golfers, footballers, even people who buy their, you know, obviously things like golfers who own horses have come.
Oh.
Celebrities, yeah.
That's 100%, awesome. Yeah. Are there any names that we can sprinkle right now that you know they're going to be there or performing or anything like that? Do we have anything that
I
you can...
I believe there will be ambassadors from Longines, and I believe Emirates will be bringing, but I think it's a secret.
Quickly Googling ambassador.
Longines got some big names. Yeah, find out who's there. I want to call a horse race one day. Can I try it out on you right now?
Yeah, go for it. Let's see what you got. Country grammar. Use country grammar.
Hold
He's
the
a
presses.
Big runner.
Grammar. Just you don't have to blink, but just with a smile. Is Reggae
Oh, Thumbhead is coming. Thumbhead from that show. Reggae Jean.
Bridgerton. Is he coming?
Oh. He's an ambassador. Is he?
No, Lauren's not saying.
She's not saying a thing.
Or she's got a very good poker face because I can't tell if it's... Yep, okay. Well, the Dubai World Cup, guys, it is a fantastic event. Please get out there. Again, gates open at 12:30. For more details and your tickets, go to Dubai Racing Club. Dubai Racing Club. Are you ready for this?
Christy, are you sure you want to do this?
What do you call the horn?
The bugle.
Oh, that's it.
I think it's if you type in Kentucky.
Got it. Here we go.
Christy, really?
Here we go. Yep, I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Dubai World Cup 2023 here at Maidan. And they're off and racing right now with Lauren just in the head of it with Rossi and Pretty coming around the half-mile mark. Down the stretch, you can see what's going on as you can see it here at the Virgin Radio 104.4 studios. Three horses back-to-back, and this is the race that stops the nation with more than $30 million on the line right now. Wow. Nala's coming around the final stretch right now with Pretty Malik following closely. Busma doesn't know where she's at. She's going in the wrong direction, but that's okay. Rossi's still at the starting spot because he's too lazy to even get up. Out of nowhere in the final stretch, it's Chris Fate neck and neck with Lauren and Pretty Malik, but Chris Fate has taken it. The 2023 World Cup Dubai.
You should have let Lauren win.
No, no, I don't want to. I think it was like too much.
What do you think? Going. I think that was really impressive. Really impressive stuff. You're speaking fast. That's good. You got the excitement. So I think you've auditioned well.
You got the job.
If anything ever happens to any of them, I'm ready to jump in. If like last minute one of them gets sick or they miss the flight.
You're up for a racing commentator
job.
I'm
ready to go.
Awesome.
There it is, Lauren.
I don't think you have the job, Chris.
Thank you for having fun with us this morning. Dubai Racing Club marketing manager right there, Lauren. Get out to the Dubai World Cup. The world's most spectacular race day. It's one of the biggest social and sporting events in Dubai. We're talking about the Dubai World Cup. And we are so honored to have in studio with us right now, board member, the major general and the board member and general manager of the Dubai Racing Club, Mr. Mohammed Issa. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time, Major General.
Thank you very much for allowing us today to be one of your guests here. And good morning for all the team here. And good morning for all who are hearing us today on your kind channel. And definitely all we are ready and expecting to have a wonderful night on Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic. March 25th, as we mentioned, Maidan Race Course is where it's at. Tickets available if you're interested, by the way. Go to DubaiRacingClub.com. The races are always so spectacular. I grew up in Australia, and I worked as a bookmaker's clerk.
Okay.
So I used to go to the races nearly every day.
Good.
And it wasn't just there for the horse races. It was the whole atmosphere. It was like, I felt like it was a party sometimes. It was there was so much energy. There were the adults, there were the younger ones as well. They had kids areas, but it was always just a fun day and a fun night out. And some people don't realize that with the races, that's what it's about. It's about a gathering and an event, right?
Just to tell you something while you're talking about Australia, my first stewarding course I have taken in Victoria Racing in Australia.
Oh, wow. There you go.
Wow.
So from where I start my career.
That's it, huh?
And exactly as you mentioned, that it is not only racing. It's racing, gathering, sociality, to be together, and getting time to enjoy it. So rather than go and just sit in the mall or in hotel, which will be just eating and drinking and going back home, this is a place where you can... Plus, what you are eating and drinking, because we have a different hospitality experience. You can see also the racing, so watch the horses, watch the jockeys. You have something completely different from what you are using to do it.
It's really it's a really spectacular event, and tickets are very well priced, by the way. Your apron views start at 295 dirhams, which is fantastic. Your hospitality tickets are at 600, which is great. Major General has come in and said, you know what, we've got two tickets to give away, which I love. The Sky Bubble Iftar package. We've got two tickets right now. First callers will get them. 04871 5544. Major General, we're always so proud here at Virgin Radio on ARN. Every year it comes along, the Dubai World Cup, and it doesn't just make headlines here in the UAE. Globally,
exactly,
everybody's talking about it. It's such a focal point for the world, right?
As you mentioned, it's a global event, and today also we are appreciating the support from ARN, and this is what we are doing. We call it a kind of a strategic long relation that we work together to give that kind of feel to the world what's happening in Dubai Racing Club.
100%. And again, if you've never been to the Maidan race course, it is spectacular just to see, especially when the light, when it starts to go dark and the big lights come on.
The closing ceremony.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, it is truly amazing. And we're during Ramadan this year as well. So there's beautiful iftars. Well, bring your friends out. Go and make it a social night. As much as it's about the races, it's about coming together as well, which I think is beautiful. It's about bringing everyone together.
This is something new. We want to explain it to the public that this year we'll have iftar. So this is where it not used to happen before, because this year we have our racing during Ramadan.
Yes.
So we have a different experience with different hospitality, I'm just advising everyone in Dubai or in UAE to attend it.
Yeah, again, in studio with us right now is the Major General, board member and GM of the Dubai Racing Club, Muhammad Issa. Thank you, Major General, for being here with us. People are calling right now. Everybody wants these tickets. Is it Mizo? Mizo, hi.
Yes, it is. Did I win?
You just won the two tickets. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. I just picked up my daughter from a school for exams, and oh my God, I'm so happy.
Well, you go and enjoy the Dubai World Cup. You've got the Sky Bubble Iftar package. You go enjoy that. You deserve it, okay?
Thank you so much. This is my first experience. Oh my God, I can't wait.
Oh, I love that energy. I love it. Guys, grab your tickets once again from the Dubai Racing Club, dubairacingclub.com. The Major General in studio with us once again. From all of us here at ARN and Virgin Radio, thank you so much, okay?
Thank you very much. And again, I'm through your channel, I'm inviting all our friends, all our guests in Dubai and UAE. Please, you need to see something different on Saturday.
The Chris Fade Show. Virgin Radio 104.4.
It's it for us. The Chris Fade Show. Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, good show this morning.
Yes. Thanks so much. Yeah, I mean, I did put a bit of work in. Mate, I'm happy with the result.
I was really just talking to Pretty.
Why is it always like this?
It's always awkward at the end. It's always awkward at the end, no?
What's on the agenda tomorrow, Big Rossi?
On the agenda tomorrow?
Oh, when he repeats it, he's not sure.
We're talking about co-worker icks. What annoys you about your co-workers?
Icks.
Icks, what's that word?
It's a thing. You've never seen it. It's a thing on TikTok.
Don't know that. Icks. Okay, I'm learning as we go. All right, we're talking that. We're also got the pop quiz back tomorrow as well at 7:10. So make sure you try to win the cash. Ramadan upon us very, very soon.
Very soon.
Expecting
I think the
Thursday, right?
Yeah, the moon sighting committee will start meeting from tonight. So we'll find out.
All right, watch out for that rain later today. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Eddie's up next. Yalla bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.